Mishnah Zayin. The second of the group is the obvious one. We can see the comparison, the Av and the Yir over here. The last Mishnah we had the Av, all the positives. And we're talking about relationships to people outside of the household. So the Mishnah, last Mishnah we had all of the positive aspects of relationship to all of the positive forms of the types of people a person needs to deal with. And Mishnah Zayin, we're going to have the negative. Means watch out for the bad guy. So we have three statements again from Nesoya HaRavarli Oimer. Harkik Neshofin Haro. Ve'al Tizkaber L'Rosha. Ve'al Tishah Yishman HaPironis. So each one in itself may be simple, but let's see them one at a time. Harkik Neshofin Haro. That a person has to keep away from a bad neighbor. Bad neighbor. Al Tizkaber L'Rosha. Don't become friends with a Rosh. This seems to be, first of all, a repetition. Two forms of the same thing. So you can first tell me that you don't be a shochin to a bad person, and then you tell me don't be friends. And then the third time you're going to tell me don't do business with him. The fourth time you're going to tell me don't marry his daughter. The fifth time you're going to marry him. Well, it's one point. You have to do with good people, don't have to do with bad people. What's the double statements here? Harkek Mishachin, well, you know, you become a bad neighbor. And I'll discover the Russian. And therefore,
it's not what it meant. Stay away from a bad neighbor.
It wasn't me nowadays.
Alright. Don't buy certain buildings.
It's not the same thing.
Shocking, right? And a Russia are not the same thing. What's the difference?
There's a
He might be a nice Jewish, I don't know, but Shabshat. Poshe Shabshat means a good person doesn't have davening. Doesn't have mitzvah.
Or walks past the
Beit Knesset to go to another Beit Knesset. That could be allowed to. You know, it says that the person, the frat the tefillah, you have two batei knesiyos, you can bedak the mailin, picking the further one. Shav schar li habiyona. That's a different thing. It's a question. The pedagogy, the idea of walking to the third one, taking the one next door. This is a simple idea.
You have the passing a mitzvah to.
No. So here's the halacha is that in Beit Knesset, you say that you walk, you can, it could even be a lechatchila to pedagogy to take the further one. Let's leave that. So, fine. What does it mean? A person doesn't go to davening. Does he deserve the title of the Russian? It's the second part of the Mishnah says, Al Tizkaber L'Rosha. One. In other words, a person that, so you want to say Ra is lighter than Rosha. But when somebody that's a Shochein, so you're going to have him all the time. So for him, the relationship is greater. Therefore, even a lower level of negative evil, whatever you want to call it, is sufficient to pass on. If he's Ra, even if he's not a Russia, he has to keep away. It's a very good shot. It's one of the pshatim that there are in the Rishonim, that the difference is that a shochein is a greater level of relationship because it's constant. Ischaber is a relationship but could be from more of a greater distance. And therefore the requirements are more stringent on a shochein than they are on a Russia. What? On a chibu, okay. So that's one chat. Very good chat. Chat that Ra is weaker than Russia. And Shochrin is a greater depth of relationship than Tischaka. Okay. So in other words, it is the same basic idea. We're telling you that there are different levels, depending on the degree of relationship. Let's take it one at a time, we'll go into it. And also, we're just starting the questions. One is this question, give one answer, maybe we'll have a different one also. And the third thing is the third point in the Mishnah, Al Tishayesh Min HaPeronius, where'd that come from? We have a Mishnah, everybody was playing a fair game until now. The last time we also had a little bit of it, but it was much more obvious. Right? But we're talking about three levels of relationship with people. We had Rebbe, we had Kneel Chachover, and then Kol Odom, Dan Chavskos. So we had three rules of three different types of relationship. One, two, three. Okay. So here it should be, if we're going down the list, also Achek Meshachin, Altas Chavah the Rosha, and then according to your list, either we're going up in levels of evil, and it's very difficult to go beyond Rosha, okay, or we're going down in levels of relationship, and we went to Shochein, greater level, Chibur, lower level, and then there should be a third level. Then it goes off the left field, doesn't seem to fit into the pattern big cloud.
Well, yes. Why did we learn this mission after the last one? I would think we should have learned it before, as we learned the first mission before the second. And we said we learned to stay away from evil before we learn how to grab coal.
We said in all of these zugos, the first one is ahava and the second one is yir. The way the Mishnayos are set up, where it was the nasi and the avbezdin, and the nasi, first of all, it could be just as a matter of kavod. In the hierarchy, the nasi was higher than the avbezdin, and therefore the nasi is mentioned, was always mentioned first, avbezdin second. The nasi was the one seus, or we brought the idea of the morale. The nasi, the proper nasi, is the one who brings all of the kais all together. And that's the yisoid of achva, ahava v'achva shon v'reivus. The nasi is mi kava ahava. And therefore the nasi is the one who always with ahava. Av bezdin is the one who's in charge of mishpat. It's kava din, and therefore all of his dvarim are given here. That's, as far as structure goes, all the Mishnah is that way. It's first out of the year, from the time that we started the Zugos. What you may be asking, anyway, is that, is there a difference? Is this just a difference because of the technical say of Kavod? Usually we have this idea of Sol Mirav HaSei Toif. And here, in other words, we're giving an introduction first day out of the year. So the answer is, even though you can't prove it to be here, because the Mishnayos have their own Seder, as we explained, but there is truth in it. Everything has two directions to it. As always, from top to bottom, and from bottom to top. When we're talking about avoid the mices, the person wants to talk about mitzvahs and avodas. Even if you go to the next level up, when you're dealing with midos, so even in a way, in a greater sense, there's sumira vasaitoy. But in a different plane, on a different level, there is an idea why ava bedavka has to come before here. The idea is I wouldn't mention it, I mean, it's not really the place of Yilachal. He asked, you get it. He asked, right? Yeah. Av of the year, the two basic Ramban explanations, and from another place, Av is the motivation, is the source, the energy source that we have for all growth. Ava and Chesed are all from the same thing. Oilam Chesed Yiboni. You want to build, you want to grow, building that's done through Chesed. Gvura Yira, that's purpose is to keep you in line. It restricts, sets the boundaries, and makes sure that the good that you're doing stays where it's good and doesn't bring you to overdo things and bring you to Ra. But to use Koiches that are supposed to be used for positive growth and misuse them in the wrong place, then turn into Ra. In this hierarchy, we're talking in this plane, right? So number one is do something. Number two is now that you're doing it, be careful. There are some people, I once heard, says by the Achet of Anosi, Asher Nosi Kiyefta, I forgot the Lashon HaPasi. It says the Lashon Zal Darshan that Asher Dur Shenosi Mevi Chatos Ashkodosa. We know if you learn Tanakh a little bit, Chalai Sol suffered terribly whenever we had Rishoyim at the lead. When the Melech was a tzaddik, that even if he had a Rishoyim, he brought Ashrei the door of the hands. The Lashon HaPasi is Ki Saas Ha'achas Me So Hashem said like this, that he did something wrong. Anasi has tremendous responsibilities. He has to keep tremendous shmira. If he goes wrong, it's going to be major ramifications. His mistakes have a lot more significance than a simple person's mistakes. This ramification, this achrayus that he has on him, could prevent him from acting. So it says, Ashrei is the door. Kisas, he does. If you do all the time, sometimes you can go wrong. Go wrong, it'll bring a chat. But a person that won't do because he's afraid what's going to be, it's going to get angry. This is true for a Nazi, and for each person himself is a Nazi on himself and on his household. A person has to move. That's it. But afraid he will go wrong. All Chinese saying, that ships that don't sail, don't sink. They don't get anywhere in there. Yes, that's it. The koyach to sail, to build, to do, that's ma'at. So on this plane, you first always have to have the positive. Say, but now if you're doing all those koyach that you're dealing with, you want to relate to people. So now, the more the merrier, be friends with everybody. Just had her. She was last week's parsha. The Shulham is Pastivri. She went out saying hello to everybody. She ended up having a gift of mitzvah. We know where he ended up. That was the Makala. What was her problem? She was too friendly. You're not supposed to be friendly with everybody. That mitzvah is beating up your husband and saying that you have to say, hello, how are you? Good morning. So we're not to be friendly. You have to have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Keep it proper. You don't have to smile. Yeah. Keep a distance. That's no one to keep distance. We're friendly with everybody. Normal case. And that's how our Mishnah starts. The person moves into a building. It's a nice neighborhood. It's good for the kids. Convenient for his wife. Not bad for the job. That's all the things he would like.
Go over there and
not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Ishkifal. Didn't make a business partner with him. I'll go ahead and do that. He'll take care of his life. I won't bother him. He won't bother me. I'll be very nice to him. It's going to happen. So the mission starts with Shrein. So perfect, Mishnah. Looking for a nice deer, good place. Can Yishal on the screen? Who's the name? Check it out. Yeah, where are you? Yes, I find the video. Where's another? Guys, relax. Here all the time. People come in. Terrible problems. It's not my neighbor does to me. He did. Has such problems. Someone said, you bought the thing? He was there before you, right? Did you check it out? You didn't check it out. You checked out how many meters you have.
Who was? Check out.
One is the basic essence of ideas, so the Shechinim. Because the Shechinim is a necessary and real mitzvah. You can't run away from it. You'll say, he'll lead his life on his life. If Chas V'Shalom is successful in doing that, you will be destroying basic human relationship with yourself that you're supposed to. You have to be a Shechin too. A person has to live a social life. You can't be a hermit. So you can't be a hermit within society. What do you mean you keep a distance? You have to shechinim have a relationship. And if he's a bad person, if it's ra, instead of complaining, go to business with him afterwards, keep away from him in the beginning. Because you're going to get into trouble, either that type of trouble, or he's going to have negative effects on shabbat. The Gemara, the Ovster of Nosson, which is also Brachos, says the thing that's on this Mishnah. It's based on a Mishnah in Nigoy. It's coming to give us a picture of this idea. It says, you know why you shouldn't have a Shochan Ra? I'll tell you why. Person has a Shochan, they have a common wall. That's the way it seems it was always like that. Build a wall. There's a wall. That's between the two apartments. There's a wall. So he's a Rosh. He's a rat. He's going to end up having a nigger in his house. Because people are raw. He's a man. Have a nigger. What happens when he has a nigger? He's knocked down the wall. It was my wall too. His wall is my wall. I'll then him a hierarchy of shopping. That sounds very strange. What is that? So what are we learning from such a mess? What does it mean?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. A person with a picture to himself. A person walks into his house, closes the door, especially if you put down the two seams. The world, the outside world, doesn't exist. He's within his privacy, hours. The world ends as far as I can see, as far as I can hear, as far as I can see. The Torah tells us not sure. Of course, there is an aspect of privacy, which is very important. What Gemara is about Basra, to what degree the Halacha is marked on the Halacha is a privacy. But the person has to know that you don't live in a vacuum. And walls don't keep out everything. There are some things that filter through walls. Nowadays it's easy to understand these. We have so many rays around. X-rays and microwaves and radio waves. Walls don't. No problem. It doesn't change anything. Very little. But we know that there are values, ruchnistic values, that walls are not sufficient. If I live here and there's a wall on the other side, I think that seeps through. The person that lives b'shechinus, each person has an aurora that mountains. An aurora, ruchnistic aurora. Him and his household have an even greater level of an aurora. Walls don't keep that out. Wherever you are, you're subjected to the magnetic field, whatever you want to call it, of everybody you come in contact with. And certain things, we can explain this maybe on lower levels, but it's really true on us as well. A person comes into the room, everybody's a little, you come to the office, everybody's had a hard day. Fellow comes in, smiling, happy. Goes around, does his business, walks out, you look around the room again, everybody's smiling. 2 minutes later, somebody else walks in the room, he's got a big yawn. He walks out, you look around, everybody's yawning. So we can explain it on more simple levels also. Psychological levels, moods, even the levels of moods, moods are catching. You can borrow moods from people around you. You can even use them. There's a Gemara. Leo had a lady, an almona, who lost her last kid. She lost her last kid. And she would get at night, she'd be so lonely, she'd start crying. And Leo would hear her crying, and he would start crying in the Chol HaMoed Zemir. No one works with this lady. If you want to cry for Chol HaMoed Zemir, go right ahead. If you want to help her, relate to her, so let's do that. What's the connection here? You can borrow moods. Sometimes if you need to be in a good mood and you don't have one, go find one somewhere else and you can take it. It's like a candle. You bring it close enough to the flame and it catches. You can do it on purpose. You can use it. It's a clean. You can affect other people that way. This is true in moods and it's true on higher levels. There is a totality of a person. There are good people and there are bad people. That's a tzaddikim and there are rishonim. In the last Mishnah, we learned heavy da'as below the chasidus. But now we're saying that it doesn't mean to be stupid. The person is mechuyev also to have the other opposite approach. One second. Do I want to move it? Am I allowed to move into this deal? Who's the shach? I have to check it out. To find out. What are the vibes? I'll call it vibes. That's what it is. What's going to come through the walls? It's going to be positive and negative. If it's negative, it's going to affect you later on. I'm excited. I'm going to move in there. I'm going to give positive advice. He's going to turn to a tzaddik. Later in the end of this says that that even to be max a person that truly kept on Skabra Rosh. A few of the Karva the thing. Alta Skabra Rosh, a few of the Karva the thing. People who work with God, you have to know the rules. There are rules. There are rules. Because otherwise, you can start being Makarva and being successful, you can end up switching places. It's happened. At least, relatively, bringing down level to a degree that you don't like. Also, I'm not saying it's a Mishnah, Schav LaRosha, a field of Karva Latera. There's another two or three places where it says this in Chazal, the same idea. Darshan Apostle Mechilta, this is a place in Yishalmi, there's three or four places where this idea is mentioned. What? Would you move in next door to a level? How are we moving next door? It's a wonderful narrative, but the guy next door had malaria. I was sick. I don't know. Put something outside the wall. Find it in there. Person has to know that the negative effects, the vibes of negative vibes are stronger than positive vibes. And therefore, we can't ever rely, even on relative, well, he's only a little bit rat, then a lot tov. It's all overcome. Can't guarantee. You can't be sanctified yourself. Can't be sanctified yourself, too. And you can't even be so naive to say that he's that little rat thing. If he's a little rat to the point that you can have a right to consider him rat, then you, we said before, that's what it doesn't say. There, maybe there's a lot more underneath. I don't know. I'll be a shochin for a year or two, then. No, it's too late. So the Torah is teaching us the second side, that although, to a degree, that relating to people, we have to be done on chaskos, but on self-survival, we have to be very careful who we are, shechina. That's what we're learning from the going. The nega happened on his side of the wall. Because he was the Rosh Hashanah. But the going don't have sides or walls. The wall has an edge. There are things that it's one thing. And you live together in a joint house with this common wall. That means that your house is Nagua. If you would have had the right, the merit, to not have a Nagua house, it couldn't happen. It didn't happen on your side of the wall. It means that you didn't have certainly enough of theirs to have a nega come on your house. So here you see clearly. He had enough to bring a nega on the house. You have enough school so he can nega off the house. The nega was there. So you see that doesn't balance. If it's going to be equal, the rabble will get there. And the wall will go. This is a sin to the source of it. What's the source of it, nigga? Classical, it's the whole that the Augustine Boston explained. One of the classical forces of Ra, especially true in Shechini, and the source of Nagoyim is Lashon Hara. It's one of the most important areas. The person has to check out with the Shechin Ra. A lot of the machines that we have, the Lashon Hara, are with neighbors. Are they Bali Lashon Hara? Can't move into it. It's Nagoyim. Nowadays, you don't have Nagoyim in the form of the Hilchus Nagoyim. But there are other things. The Matthias Nagoyim you don't have, but there are other things. Yes, sir.
It's kind of business to a voice of the
Kashaya. Yeah.
We're not getting way off the track. Suppose you were there first, let's say, yeah, and then Shulchan Aruch moves in. So you advise them, or according to the Torah saying right now to move out then?
What would you do if you had malaria?
I would go into the house.
That would be enough for you? Lepers.
Up at the kitchen.
Catch.
That means to move out there.
Yeah.
There's always a hope that the other one will move out.
What?
There's always a hope that he'll move out.
Would you say that if you had leprosy?
Would you wait?
Well, the leprosy has been going out of our building.
What?
It's been going out of our building lately.
It's moving out.
Yeah.
Oh. When it comes to any question,
you just have to have perseverance.
When any question comes to mindset, of course the person has to take all the different aspects. Especially, you have to know if there's a practical capability of getting a better place. Sure, they can have this deer and that deer. So here I have Shmo and here I have Mo. So, who says?
But there's no doubt that there's a sacrifice that has to be made. I mean, I guess the classic example is Avram throwing at Shmo.
Avram threw out Shmo to save Yitzchak. That's an unbelievable story.
There he had the power to throw somebody.
Let me see something. How about this? This is his son. He fell sick. He had a fever. So you have to throw him out. Wait half a day. Bring the doctor. Go to the hospital. Get him on his feet. Then throw him out. You know what he did? He took him half a day being sick in bed. He's going to be in the mismanage. Shmuel's sick in bed. Running 42 fever. Really going to can't wait. Out. Now. Give you water, bread, and goodbye. Out. To get that level of clarity, to stamp of somebody back, it needs to be gotten out that it took the ruler to do that. We can't come to those solid conclusions so fast. Even Rami didn't until it was Medivri Nevu, he was told, but once they were signed and sealed for the one who knows, on the moment, out. No doctors, no pills, no nothing. Take the water and get out now.
Yeah, it reminds you, what's the halachic effect of when you get it out, let's say it's something you own, you sell it to some other guy, he's going to have the same problem.
What's that?
I mean, if you ever have to go out of your house, because this guy's a brush, who's going to buy it? You have to advertise, you got a rush next. I mean, what's to, for why? Why is it okay to let somebody else come in? You have knowledge, right? It's no good. Obviously, isn't there a concept that you want to do that to the next guy?
All right, let's talk about the Shachin Roh on a lower level. That's what usually happens. If a person's Erlach, that's what will happen. He'll get a neighbor that he deserves.
Well, that's if you rent, it's if you own.
No, you're young.
What, you're going to end up selling it to a rush?
We had it in a different building, we had it in a certain building. There was a, I don't know whether it's a rush or a shocking roll, the shocking roll, no question. And the fellow across the hall decided that it qualifies, and he's moving out. I don't know if he made these cheshbonos, but sure enough, the one who actually, you know, went to put in the papers, and this one came, and that one came, the one who finally brought it. What's the mean? Is Mina? Is it nigga on one? The same, clapping him, they're both the same. As far as, for example, if you have a neighbor who's right in neighborly terms, it's niskei shchein, not peeping over the fence. Decide to move out. Are you, what are the halachas in terms of the person coming? You have to tell them about it. So the halacha is that you don't have to tell them. But the lokeach has a responsibility to check out the shechin. If they ask you, what are the shechin?
Or if you don't have to volunteer, but if
he asked, if you ask the Shreiner alike, you can't say, well, I don't allow to use, you're not supposed to say that. Right? But you're not allowed to say, great, we're going along. You can say, it's not my type, I didn't get along with him very well.
What?
You look fine.
No, actually, you can't tell us not already.
What?
Saying
here you could sell us notes for a very direct purpose. The person asked you a valid question for a question he's thinking seriously buying an apartment. And if he asks you the right question, you're included to answer. According to the halachas, it was lashon hara, which means you can't add any of the things that are really just a matter of the blown out of proportion reaction that came from all of your anger and frustration. They have to tell them the facts the way they are, without any editorials. You can't lie. You have to volunteer the information. This is true in Shetuchim and all other areas. Except if you have a responsibility to the person, which very often you do, to save him from something which will be a total loss for him, you can't fool somebody out there. But these halachas, especially in Shidduchim, get very, very difficult with entering the Shechin. Okay. A person comes along and says, I'm 27. Right? If the girl is up to the age of 24, fine. After that, no. The girl's 25. All of the devil say, straight out from the mouth, don't flinch, she's 22. I swear on it. Sign on it, whatever you want. Mazel tov, they married, find out, she's 24. You married the, you saw the square. It's good, everything's fine. Right? It's wonderful. It's the fact that it says on this, doesn't really matter. It only matters, they're allowed to lie. I don't want a person that's a balakas. That's one thing I can't deal with. Is he a Balkash? No. Further to the front. Yeah. Educate them. Ask the valid question. I only want a person with X amount of money. It's not that amount of money. So here you get a degree, and it depends. These are very, very difficult questions. The same question applies to Shechinim in something that doesn't really matter. But if it's something that really matters, even if it's not really the first person has a right to do it. But you don't like it. Now the person buying the apartment also doesn't like it. You include the volunteered information. No. They ask that you have to say, I may not get the... You never lose being out of smoke. The guy who comes the next guy will often walk. And I was going to be, if I tell anybody that she has six toes, nobody's going to want it. Right? And this guy comes in, she has five toes or six. Six toes. Don't worry. Next guy comes in, I'm just taking it out. Then there's going to be one fellow comes in and he's going to forget to ask about five toes. You don't have to tell, you know, no problem. The Rishon always has for each person, particular wife, and there's just like Chayin Isha al Bailo, there's Chayin Mokum al Yoshua. Dear Ploini Ploini, just like Isha Ploini. So we have to go to Bitochen, both of them buying and yourself. But just like there are rules, you don't marry into bad family, whatever that means, and sometimes you do. You have your peklach also, as long as the person is good. Same thing with every cheshvan a person has to make within the realistic cheshbonos of where he's holding. You have a question, ask your Yehud Orthodox Rabbi. Check it out. But it's the point that we're learning from the Mishnah and the application and particular point you have to ask with is that it's a chiyuv on a person to take into cheshvan when he's buying a deer or even renting. Who the neighbors? You have to go find out. It's very difficult. It's much easier to find out information when you're on a sheikh. Because that everybody understands that you want to know what the family is like. If you're buying the deer, you ask about the neighbors, people won't take it so seriously. So be careful, it's very difficult to get information. And we knock on the door and say, yeah, how come this night? About this neighbor?
There's 16 families. The one is not so
AI. So now in our big apartment building.
We don't
live in the
days
of the mission.
Right?
Yeah, by the first time. If you can do like I did, and I was going to say, I don't know. It's great. Here's more we did. I usually can't do that. Most of the buildings here in Yerushalayim, a built that you have in almost any building, especially the big ones, there's always going to be one less. So you're going to one guy who doesn't pay. That diet, so the guy, whatever the neighbors want, he's against it. You have to have, you know, every year has to have an issue, you know? Every bite has to have a. That's right, that's part of it. But tonight is not the one across the top. But if you have one guy somewhere, you're on the third floor and he's on the eighth, does that pass up the whole building? No. Certainly not. Maybe go to the building next door, or Paul Harnow. There is somewhere, I don't know for sure, but I would think that you can say it pretty safely that there is some shuffling in all parts. At least one. Does that pass up all Harnow? We don't live in the moon. But, of course, always realistically, according to the Cheshbonos of the place where you live. The point is, though, that this has to take into, and there's no p'turim, you can't think, it's not going to affect me, I want anything to do with it. You will have to do it. He'll have to do it with you. It will affect you, it will come through the walls. It sleeps through. If it's going to hit his wall, it's going to hit your wall. What do I care? It's his private business, what he does in his house. I care. So according to your pshat, so we're going down. It's not a shochin. We don't have to put them all the time. other Rishonim explain the verse that Chibur is a stronger language than Shechin.
Yeah, you also going to the category of Russia, not just to someone who isn't a nice guy, but you're going to the person of Russia.
I don't know if the Ram means somebody who's not a nice guy. The Ram is a little stronger.
No, okay. If I'm using Russia,
but Russia is a stronger language.
In Russia, you're definitely on a higher level, I imagine, of someone to stay away from.
So by Shulchan, you're dealing more with Vito's problems. For Russia, it's Vito's and Mitzvah's problems. Sometimes, what kinds of things?
I would think Shulchan is more like a line of acquaintance. Yeah. And the Chavur is a Chibur. It's a change that's much closer.
So the difference, the way that it comes out, most of the Shulchan is as follows. Chibur is a greater relationship. Chibur is a greater relationship. Than a shochet. But shochet, time wise, is a longer period of time and basically more constant. And therefore, even though that a chibur is a greater level of relationship, but the fact of time and the fact that it's constant, and that's your place, which is part of a person's essence, they have to be more careful. They have to watch out even for a rat, not just for a rat. Al tischaper, the Gemara, the Yerushalayim, they bring from the Gemara, the Pesuk in Tanakh, the example. One of the Malchi Yehuda was a big tzaddik, and one of the Malchi Yisrael was a big Rosh. They made a peace treaty, and went out against a common enemy. They had a big punishment. Why? Atos Kabbal or Rosh. Watch it. Can't do that. Go fight it your own. What do you mean? It's a guy coming. Aram is coming on the outside. So I should fight him on the own. He fights him on the other side. So this is a very difficult level for understanding. You have to understand the greatness of the people and the level of the Anhoge those days. When the Melech Yisrael bit Eretz Yisrael was a tzaddik, the Anhoge was Anhoge Nisus. That take out your Tanakh. I'm shown to Eretz Yisrael Chomotom. I don't need any help. As soon as the person is a male, he still needs a tzaddik. Down will be a tzaddik. And the Tanhag is a holy genesis. He doesn't need any. Aram is coming, little Yehuda. Don't worry about it, no problem. You don't need Russia. For him, even under such a kuch nefesh, it's not kuch nefesh. Okay. You're going to go with him, you'll be brought down to a level of Derech HaTeva. And then you're going to have to fight Aram with military strength. You and him together, still, all that I had. You alone, but having Isis, you need military strength. We're just going to send down some rocks to the sister. Just a day time. Kind of joke. A couple of Malachim. No problem. So a person has to make the cheshbon according to each person's level. But b'chol oifen, we see what does it mean to schape. A person joins in a war effort is a very, very deep involvement. It's a much greater, two kings get together in a joint war effort, have a much greater and deeper relationship than the neighbor. That you can't do with a Russian. In any circumstances. That's death. Can't do that. Why can't you do that? So then it says, Oynish Godol She'in K'moisa. He doesn't say it's the greatest avera in the world. This is worse than that. It's the greatest punishment. Forget about averas. They'll talk a different time. You're causing yourself terrible damage. You're pulling, you jumped in again. You chose to be friendly with the Malach HaMavis. Why? Ki acheit chomur im poshol vos verachas. Every chait, even if it's chomur, so he did one of it. So you have one, even the biggest, it's one. That's not chomur, that's one. Aber zeh bechol eve shoyis erosh yesh lechelik behem. Beschar chaburusa. It's a very more developed idea, something more attractive, aren't you? You have a rank, a merit. You get schar for joining a Russia that you can join him in his behaviors. He didn't do that. He did. Yeah. And they bring him a tzalachat onesh. So you can have it, and you can bring your friends to eat with you. What kind of tzedek is this? Is the way the Rosh runs the world? The Rosh gives me punishments because of his or theirs? And the Yonah continues. It's a Mishnah Nagoyim, where the Rosh of Rosh Kainov. And the Chochem Yavitz gives it very, very nice model. There's a Melech had an Oyed, had a Soyneh. And he tolerated him, until one day he decided, that's it, it's time to put him in his place. Sent down the boys, and they did what you do with the same name. That's it. He called in all the friends. You knew good and well to send him the milk. And you didn't keep away from him. You weren't Seineira. You were quite willing to go along with it. It was good for you. You liked it. Even though he was a Seineira. So you're from his boys. When the boys come down, they take you too. Is it the same? Was it? I don't know if it's the same. But you're in on that camp. A person is limdat, possibly initially a person, you can measure a person, tell me who a person's friends are, and you can tell you who the person is. A person can only, this person is simon, is also a sibel. A person is defined by his relationship. Everybody naturally brings himself to make agreements, closeness, chibur of all different forms, with those people that he has the most common ideas with, feelings with, ideals, and so forth. Ra and Toyev, Tzadik in Russia, has to be the most overcoming ideal in the basis of all relationships. He's great, he's a millionaire. He can do great in business for me. Right? But he's going to destroy my ruchnis because he's in Russia. So in Ra. You saying I was going to use one of my friends. Does that mean I'm telling you that anybody who has a boss in Russia has to quit the job tomorrow? I didn't say that. First, check out if it's just you don't like him or is he really a Russian. But,
First, getting on the job.
But, B'chol Eifen, the idea is there. A person is Mishaber V'Roshah, he shows an identification. For that identification, first it shows what he really is, and also, like we said before, then it's what he will become. Therefore, the Bnei Shalom is done a person through his whole total reality. Part of a person's reality is who his friends are. Is it friends of Roshah that didn't stop him? And when they go, you go with them. The Yonah says, and this will have to stop, right? So that's the pshat in the end of the mission. Altis Yosh Min HaPeronis. It is a continuation, Altis Chav HaRosh. Right now, he's an up and up. He could die. I don't really like him. But I have an advantage to gain by having to do it. When things, when it'll become time for him to pay his dues, I'll get out. I'll just show you my promise. Don't forget about it. Doesn't come, doesn't give a warning. They don't send you 30 days notice. When it comes, boom. He'll be there. You'll go with him. Don't forget the plan. Well, as good as it looks in Rosie, it looks like he's having, this is his big day. Healthy Shaishman plan. It's right around the corner. Don't give yourself a false sense of security. But like you said in the beginning, Shu Einish Gohu. You're pulling yourself besides the Vera. You're destroying yourself. Because in Hewin, Russia will get it in the end. And when he gets it, if you're there, you're going to go with him. If you give me another few minutes, I'd like quickly to throw out a very, very painful issue. We live now in a very strange and particular generation, especially in here in Israel, where there's a lot of the Chayin of Israel who quite simply and partially certainly fit into Shochin Yerah, and there are others that very nicely fit into Altus Chabad or Rosh. Some of them have to be running the show. It would seem that to take this mission that we should build ourselves a ghetto with a big wall, whether it's a physical wall, other forms.
And a sheet.
What?
And a sheet.
And basically that's what we do. We'll put up with you. We'll deal with you. Our greatest interest is to live in it. We're not even trying to be machzir mutav. Step one. That's step two. Al tischav l'rosh afilu l'chzir l'torah. Number one is we want to create a healthy society for us and our children to live in. That will be a migdol, or that will be mashpia and others, and they'll join us. In the end. But number one, Al tischav l'rosh. There are people in many, many levels of society, and society itself on many, many levels can't do that. We don't live in a vacuum. We don't have perfect ghettos, and we don't have that opportunity. There are some people, Nebuch, that were sent by the Gdolei Yisrael to join the Knesset. Come on, let's stop. How are we going to deal with this? I'm not talking about them, any individual in particular, but just even as an example. This is a very, very classical example. What they have to do as individuals, society has to do as a whole. How anybody can go through that Nisoyan as an individual and live, I have no idea. I don't think it's kemat and impossible. So. The fact that some of them, it would seem, Taka didn't manage to live up to it over a long period of time. Right? We have to be done in the schools. We wouldn't have made it to long before that, we would have been corrupt. I wouldn't be in his name. Shochin Ra. Maybe worse than that. But the point of that is not how to deal with it if you have a neighbor in front of these people. The question is that we have to know that ghetto system syndrome is not a perfect formula. It doesn't work. And in a certain degree, the Benjamin doesn't want it to work and doesn't give us that opportunity. Every person in an individual life has opportunity, but it's getting in, just getting on the bus, dealing with businesses, acquaintances, offices, doctors, hospitals. Hundreds and hundreds of different opportunities where a person is forced. There's no opportunity for getaways. You must be late and have contact with people that could quite simply qualify as a shot. Certainly a shot. What are we going to do? I'll save this for the last few minutes so I can answer very quickly and get off the difficult subject. We have to know that it doesn't say don't have anything to do with the Russian. It says Altis Chaber. It's a very difficult internal process, that person must learn how to do. You have to have a shell. And you have to know when I relate as a full person, and I relate only on the outside. But there's no chibur. Chibur only happens before. And they have to connect. It's not your friend. It's not your relative. It's not your neighbor. You have business to take care of. You do it properly and nicely. And you get out. Tomorrow you have to do it again. Do it again. It's not your friend. I invite you for a cup of coffee. Or I would really like to, I'm busy now. You might get insulted. So try very hard, you shouldn't get insulted. Find a way to do it, I shouldn't. But, the matter. Help this guy. Sometimes it goes even a step further. That for the business purposes, you have to go through this. This is games that people play. Business lunch, in politics, it's even further. Sometimes you even have to give a fellow COVID. You have to call in the Russian Navy, it's a clap. Get up for him, give him speeches, ISIS. No, do it. He's here, we're here. It's a shadow. It's a guy. We're going through the necessary process, which needs to be needing dad very carefully and properly. It drives them bananas. But, second thought, and this is always the case, they'll respect you for it. Because it shows that you're a person of kavod, a person of value, and they always know when a person sticks up for his values, they always respect him. The person is wishy-washy, and today yes, when it's convenient yes, when it's not convenient no, when I have something to gain, so then it's nishkefelach, and when I don't have something to gain, so then they don't respect you. A person was solid down the line, even if he has one to lose. These are the rules. These are my rules. This is the way I do things. They respect. Beginning, they grumble. That's on the surface. They hear, call you some names and just, so afterwards, they respect. Third step is maybe they'll say, you have a show. If you have it so good, maybe you have something good. Let's see what you do. Some of them become volatile in the end. This is an absolute necessity that we need to survive in the society that we live in. We have to always remember Alpha Schava the Rosh, even when you're dealing with him on a daily basis. We don't always have the opportunity to get it. When we do, it's necessary. To the degree that we can, it's great. No problem. We get up, we say it straight up. Yes, we believe in God. Is it great? No. If there would be healthy people out there, we'd much rather have. But we have you guys out there. Ghettos. Either a lot of concerns in ghettos. Yes. We'll pay the price. We'll pay the price. Alpha's coverage. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Either there's a lot of prices to play being in a ghetto. Yes. I'll pay. This Oinish goal of being a chaver, it's not worth it. I can't always do it. Sometimes I have to relate to it. You know, so far over the foots. Get in, do what's needed to be done, and get out. You'll never lose, and in the long run, there's a tremendous respect that they have. All of the Melochim, throughout of history, always had the court Jew. Some of the greatest G'dayim were court Jews. There are truths explaining how they relate it. This is a tremendous insight. It's not some of the history books they don't explain, some nowadays they do, but the court was not the most holiest place in such a field. It was the Rambam doing? How did he survive over there? And the same thing, a lot of the changes. He went in and did his business, and went off. The Rambam traveled every day to the court back home. I think it was 6 hours there, 6 hours back, and 6 hours there. And he had 6 hours in the middle to be the doctor, and the place of Gedor, and do all of his own decision, and then he was off again to the Sultan's palace. So move in! Still, you're waiting again. Jewish guy. 6 hours there, 6 hours back, 6 hours up there, so on his palace. Okay. Here's the right shoe is lying down. Because he didn't have credit for standing. All right, so just got back from his own. So he had to write it lying down, he didn't have credit for standing. That's how he wrote his shoe. It'll be much easier. You'll be able to do quite a lot better. You'll be around the court more. You can do it. Can't do that. I need to say that. Go there, back. You'll get very insulted. He offered you, look at the Armon, so you can move in here, special shows. This Jew goes off to live in there. Yeah? Give you everything, whatever you want. You want Sforum, you want scribes, whatever you want. Put that. I want the gift. Yeah. But he explained this all to him. He explained to him how this happened. You can explain it to him. He understands. As long as you say it nicely, properly, and they will respect you. Even though in the first reaction they can scream. Person is a vanity gentleman, and he lives by even when it costs him. I'm sorry. I relate. So, it works. Other ashenim, that's really bothered in your son. You have to try to avoid these ashenims. But when they come away, you have to get a little card, office card with the Russia, keep it in your hand, that's what you're all about.